This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Washington, D.C., I am very, very upset this morning. And there are multiple things that are causing me to be upset. Almost all of them surrounding the scenario with Terry McLaurin and what is going on. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the next Thursday and Friday on the program. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. I am upset because of what happened on Monday with Terry McLaurin. And then I'm more upset, Max, at what was said yesterday by Dan Quinn, the way that he sidestepped questions about Terry, about his excused absence on Monday, and then to an extent about when or when he is not going to be on the field practicing, calling it a not playing Where's Waldo yesterday. But here's who I'm upset about. Shockingly, it is not Terry McLaurin. I am upset at the team. And I think that's one of the very few times that anyone has been able to say that over the last 18 months since this new regime took over. They've done things really, really well. Every time we thought they might make a mistake, they seemingly did something better than we anticipated. You could highlight the hiring of Dan Quinn as the first installment of that. But I'm upset at the team. They are to blame for what has happened this week regarding Terry. It is not Terry. It is not Buddy Baker. Somebody needs to explain this to me, and you need to explain it to me like I am an idiot, like I am a child. Why on earth would a football team allow an excused absence for a game? Outside of a personal tragedy, which thankfully has not happened with Terry, because if it had happened with Terry, they would have been very quick to let us know he is excused because of something that needs his assistance that has nothing to do with football. Outside of a personal tragedy, why on earth would you excuse an absence from a game, specifically a game that is played at home? The New England thing makes at least a sliver of sense. Hey, he's not playing. We're not going to travel him. We are theoretically, he is going to stay and he's going to work out and he's going to do some treatment. He's not coming to New England. So the game against the Patriots made sense. But a home game, you're not paying for his travel. He either gets a seat on the bus or you say, hey, buddy, you got a car. We'll get you with a parking pass. Get here early so you can dip and dodge the traffic on the Beltway. There is in no world where an excused absence should be allowed. And I don't know who was the one to make the call to say, we are going to let you not come to the game. And I don't know what the reason is that they decided to make the call to not allow Terry to come to the game and just be fine with it. At a certain point, you got to put your foot down. If Terry comes to you and says, hey, I don't want to go to the game, you say, too bad. You are a part of this team. You are coming to the game. The Brian Robinson thing is different because everybody has come to the conclusion that Brian Robinson is not going to be here for much longer. We have not come to that conclusion with Terry. Terry is not getting traded, and they sure as hell are not cutting the man. Brian Robinson is going to be wearing a new jersey potentially by the end of the day, next. But at the very least, by the time we get to week one in a little over 2 weeks, Brian Robinson's wearing another jersey. We know that. He knows that. The team knows that. The players know that. Everybody is aware that Brian Robinson is not going to be here week one, 2025. If you want to send him away from the team, perfectly fine. But Terry is a completely different thing. And it was really heartbreaking to look over at the other sideline and see Trey Hendrickson there. He was there. He didn't talk to anybody. I didn't expect him to. I would not have expected Terry to talk to anybody had he been there. But you have to be there. And as the franchise, you have to make sure that he is there. Don't come to me about, well, Denton, Sam Cosmi wasn't there. Bring Sam Cosmi there. Bring everybody there. If you're a part of the team and you preach nonstop, which they did last year, about culture and building a culture and building a brotherhood. They talk about brotherhood so much, they sound like Duke basketball at times. If you talk about all of these things, you better make sure your players are there, hurt or not. It is a home game. Just get on the bus. You got plenty of buses. You have plenty of room. And if you can't make room for Terry or Sam, make them drive. Have some intern drive them. Say, you are going to be at this football game. You are going to be there. The only time we have seen Terry so far this offseason, and this is getting very obnoxious now at this point, he has signed some autographs. He hugged Josh Harris. He talked to Adam Peters. You can be there for the Burgundy Gold scrimmage, but you can't be there for the game. Why, as an organization, would you allow that? And, like, the distraction, oh, I don't want it to be a distraction, is the only thing that I can come up with. But my brothers and sisters in Christ, we crossed platform 9 3/4 to Distractionville like 10 days ago. The Terry thing is, it has been a distraction. It has long been a distraction. And it really hurts to see that the guy that we thought was the commander for life to be the one causing the distraction. But you have to have him there at that game. And then when you don't have him there, you cannot sidestep the questions about why he was not there. This is a swing and a miss, a very rare swing and a miss from the organization itself. Usually they're really good about these things. When it comes to PR lately, they've been a really, really good job about not being over the top with the anti-Terry stuff, which they have not been, to their credit. But it feels like now they're being a little too nice. Like, you need to put your foot down and say, if you are serious about some of the things that you have said about wanting to be here but just wanting to be respected, you got to respect us too, and you got to come to the game. You got to be there with your teammates, which we found out last week. Apparently, he is not there nearly as frequently as we were led to believe, based off of comments that Cliff Kingsbury made. Why are you allowing this? This is not a hold-in. This feels way more like a holdout. All you're doing is just not finding the man. If he's going to act like a holdout, you might as well treat him like he's holding out at this point. And if he's not coming to a game, like, you're not holding in and not coming to a home game. Those two things, the Venn diagram for those two things, there is no overlap. Those are just two completely separate circles. This is holdout behavior, and they are just allowing it. So I'm very upset at the team itself. You got to be way better about the way that you are handling this. There should be no such thing as excused absences for football games. That does not make sense to me in any way, shape, or form. And if you are going to take this approach moving forward, I can't imagine that this is going to change for the Ravens game this upcoming weekend. I hope it does, but I can't imagine it does because he was not at practice yesterday. Practice was like 45 minutes yesterday. Short practice. A lot of the work that they did at practice yesterday was on the far side of the field. They were installing some real things, it looked like, from afar. So they were doing like some really important install, and Terry is not out there. And that's where we got this line from Dan Quinn about where's Waldo. We're not going to be playing where's Waldo with Terry McLaurin. Why is he not out on the field? You want to talk about a ramp-up process. Do your ramp-up process, if you're serious about this, why is he not ramping up on off days? Is that really, really important? If you take him off the PUP list on Saturday, Why would you not immediately start the ramp-up process completely aside in a vacuum from whatever their current schedule is versus a Sunday was a walkthrough, game on Monday, off day on Tuesday? If you're going to ramp him up to play football, to get in football shape, which is what Dan Quinn said yesterday, his process is the same as everybody else's. Shouldn't you take advantage of those days like a Sunday, like a Monday, particularly if you're not at the game? How many days do you need? Because you had four of them. You had four of them to ramp up before you get to Wednesday. And seemingly, they did not take advantage of it enough to actually get him out on the field. They got four fields out there. Four of them. You're telling me you can't put him on one of them to just do some football stuff, as Cliff Kingsbury would say, on the grass. I want feet on the grass. I want him in football shape so he can run some routes, so he can work on cutting, so you can make sure all of the soft tissue stuff is getting acclimated to actually playing football again. That's usually what we mean by football shape. Terry's in great shape. Most NFL players, not all of them, but most NFL players are in really, really good shape. You just need to get acclimated to the way that you move when playing football, because unless you're still a sicko, it's not like you're running routes in a grocery store. There was a time in life, Max, where I would occasionally run a post route in a grocery store as I'm, or maybe a deep in as I'm shifting from aisle to aisle. I don't do that anymore. I can't imagine. You still do that?
Yeah.
So Max is in football shape. I'm not in football shape. Max is in football shape.
It's more of a walkthrough than anything, but still.
So you run a little in route,
yeah,
as you go from.
Still hit him with that quick step.
But you need to get him ramped up. If Terry's not at practice today, practice is going to be at 1 p.m. So yesterday was at 2 p.m. Practice at 1 p.m. Dan Quinn speaking at 12:30. You'll hear that right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. I would be really, really upset if he is not out there today in some capacity at practice. Today is the first day where I feel like we should be expecting to see 17 on the field wearing some kind of burgundy and gold jersey. If not, I'm going to really, like, the panic meter is moving. It's just kind of like fluttering, right? It's just fluttering. I think I'm at what, like 7? I keep losing track. I think I'm at 7 right now. If Terry's not out there today, you know he's not going to be out there Friday. Friday's a private walkthrough, which apparently they don't take advantage of because of a private walkthrough on Sunday, and they seemingly did not do enough to get him out on the field yesterday. So if he's not out there today, he's probably not going to be out there on Friday. Saturday is the game. We'll see if he shows up to the game. And then we start this whole process over again. It just feels like you're stuck in no man's land right now. And it's the guy that you never thought would be the one to stick you in no man's land. And the team right now is just kind of getting walked on. They should have activated him from the pup earlier when they knew. When they knew that this standoff was going to be longer than most of us anticipated, I thought this was going to be done like a day or two into training camp. When they got the understanding that this was not going to budge, that Terry was going to really dig his heels in, and that Buddy Baker was really going to dig his heels in, they should have activated him from the pup immediately. Sick. You're going to do this holding thing. You're not going to budge here. Awesome. Get your ass out there to practice. Get out there on the grass. At the very least, get in there in meetings. I'm very upset at the team for allowing it to get to this point where they are now just allowing excused absences from actual games. Very, very, very upsetting. There will be some positive things on the show. I promise it's not just going to be all Terry stuff all day. It does feel like the Terry stuff is getting a little bit out of control. But I was hoping this would be so far done by this point, because eventually they're going to have to cut the rosters down, and Terry will, you know, he's activated now, so he's going to account for one of those roster spots. I have no idea what is going on with Noah Brown. Like, Noah Brown is flying completely under the radar in this entire process at the moment. We know that he's hurt. No one asks questions about him. We don't really have a huge timetable on Noah Brown. We just know that he's hurt. I don't know how much you can realistically trust Noah Brown as you head into 2025 because of the slew of injuries that he has had over the past recent months. And, like, some of these aren't his fault. I don't know how you can account for, like, an internal organ injury that he suffered last year. Like, that's just one of those things where on the bingo card, you're like, I didn't have this one. This one was not one that I saw coming, but some of the other stuff, you just have to be mentally aware of that, of how much can we actually trust him. McCaffrey has been, man, I wish he was better. I watched Luke McCaffrey and I'm like, man, where is all of the things? We heard so many good things about Luke McCaffrey when they first drafted him. And you're looking at him now and you're like, man, like, where is it? Where are all of those things? I thought you were getting up early with Jayden Daniels at rookie minicamp last year. Like, where is the hard work that you were putting in translating it to the field? He's going to make the roster. At least he should make the roster. But I don't feel great about Luke. Jalen Lane, I do feel pretty good about, but I don't think he's going to come in here and be a superstar immediately. Their wide receiver group is looking very bare bones right now. If they have not already given Terry McLaurin the final offer, they need to slide the final offer across the desk and say, look, this is it. You are either going to take this or you are not, and then you are getting out on the practice field. No more excused absences. You are going to be on the field during the game on Saturday. I don't care if you're on camera. Everyone's on camera. It's not more of a distraction because he's on camera. Like, they're still talking about it. There was no absence of talking about Terry McLaurin because he was not there. It was still a big topic on their Monday night pre-show. It was still a topic throughout the course of the game. It's a preseason game. You think Troy Aikman and Joe Buck care about the guys playing in the fourth quarter? No, they don't give a damn about them, respectfully. They do not care. They shift into podcast mode, especially when the game gets blown out of proportion a little bit. And on top of that, what are you going to be, a distraction from a preseason game? God forbid you lose a preseason game. They already lost the damn thing anyway. God forbid. What is costing them more in preseason games? Terry McLaurin's distraction, or the fact that Sam Hartman can't really throw more than 10 yards down the field right now with any sort of zipper power? You answer me that question. So the idea of this being an overwhelming distraction is something that I have no time for. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. How do you feel about the way they are handling the excused absence of Terry? Do you believe that he signs something by the end of, not the end of the week because it's Thursday, but do you believe that he signs something in the next 5 days? 301-230-0980. I'll play those Dan Quinn comments for you in the off chance that you missed them. We'll take some of your phone calls when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where is Waldo? I was today years old when I found out there is a legitimate theme song to Where is Waldo? It is a show, apparently, that was founded in or created in 2019. So we have, if nothing else, you learned something on today's show that Where's Waldo does have a legitimate theme song. Thank you to Max for finding this gem. I think it's on Peacock.
It is.
And that's the end of my promotion of whatever the show is. I don't know if it's good or bad. Don't.
It's a kid's show. It's probably not great, but hey, it's a kid's show.
There's been some good kid shows. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Who is to blame for this week's happenings with Terry and the team? I put way more on the team for saying you should not allow a player to have an excused absence from a game. And if you are going to take that approach, you better make sure that your coach has a good answer when he is asked about it. Because it's not exactly a secret that you're going to be asked about why wide receiver one, who has been the biggest story of this entire offseason, was not at a football game when the other guy holding out on the other team was very much there and present. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. Bama tweets me and says, GM Adam Peters has made it clear Terry McLaurin is just trade bait like Brian Robinson. Terry is the walking dead. He is trade bait for the 49ers. Brandon Ayuk and Jane Daniels reunion is coming to town. I do not believe that Terry is trade bait. I think we would very much know if Terry is trade bait. When we got the news earlier this week that Brian Robinson was being shopped, I took it very, very slowly. Like, I don't know if Brian Robinson is actually being shopped here. Adam Peters doesn't leak. And then we very much found out quickly, no, Brian Robinson is being shopped. Oh, by the way, he's not going to play. Oh, by the way, he's not practicing anymore. They're keeping him healthy. He's not taking hits, wasn't getting reps. You know, it's funny. We didn't know this at the time, but I'm watching practice on Saturday out there with everybody. We're watching practice, and all of us were kind of focusing on Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt because Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt was in a black non-contact jersey, and we're all focused on him. And I did not realize, because I was so focused on him in the rotation of running backs, that Brian Robinson was basically getting zero reps on Saturday. And then we found out later that night, that he is officially on the trade block, and then he did not play on Monday. I do not believe that Terry is trade bait right now for Adam Peters, because I think somebody would have already traded for him. I don't know what that kickback would have been, but if they were really serious about trading Terry McLaurin, I do think they would have traded him by now. Brian Robinson's a little bit more difficult to get a trade done, but we will discuss that coming up shortly. Dwayne tweeted me saying, the only time I agree with Rooster, I think the team asked him to stay home. I think they didn't want the camera on him every time a receiver missed a catch, etc. I actually think it would benefit Terry to be there, and they are the ones who did not want him there. If that is the case, that is why I am mad at the team, because that is an idiotic way of viewing things. You have to just take it on the chin at this point. If you're not going to give him the money that he is asking for, which I think the money he's asking for is a little too steep, given where he is in terms of production, what his age is. He does not deserve more than DK Metcalf. That DK Metcalf contract sucks. This organization is not going to be played as a fool because someone else decided to pay an overrated receiver a lot of money. We are not also going to fall into that. But if that's what they decided, that is a terrible, terrible decision to make. You just have to take it on the chin. Put him out there. Who cares if he's on camera every single time a receiver drops a pass? Tell your wide receivers who are on the cusp of making or not making the team to stop dropping passes. And by the way, they don't watch the broadcast, so they don't care. It's not like Adam Peters is sitting somewhere watching ESPN. He's watching the game on the field. So I don't think they care about that. But if they do care about that, I'm very, very upset at them for caring about that. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What do you make of this situation? Who is to blame for what is currently happening this week with Terry and the Commanders? Hollywood is in Silver Spring. Hollywood, what's going on?
How you doing, man? I'm so torn. I'm so over it. I'm with you. It's definitely the organization now because, I don't understand. Is the guy a hold-in or is he a hold-out? I mean, there's no such thing as an excuse practice. I mean, look at Henderson. He was on the sideline. Cincinnati told ESPN he won't be answering any questions, so he just was standing there. Terry could have did that if he's truly just, off the pup list and he's trying to get a contract, but – and I don't know. It seems like – I don't know. Is this – I mean, come on. He's not worth $34 million, man. I mean, the guy only had, four games last season, over 100 yards. The games that he had, multiple receiving touchdowns, he didn't even eclipse 100 yards in those games. I mean, I love Terry. Terry's a good guy. But, I mean, 80% of me doesn't think this is Terry speaking. Like, nothing – I don't think this is Terry. I think this is about – Buddy Baker's ego, him trying to get this money, and he's playing tug-of-war with Adam. Adam is, this is his first big negotiation, so he's not going to back down. He don't want anyone to smell any weakness. You know, if this was a poker game, Buddy Baker and Terry have a 2-7, and Adam's holding a pair of aces. You know what I'm saying? Adam's holding a pair of aces. You got to play. You were crying about $50,000 fine. So you're really going to just give up $900,000 this season, not playing? Come on, man. Stop it.
Yeah.
Sign the contract and get on the field.
Hollywood, I agree with you. So there's a couple things that I would just like to point out. First and foremost, I have crossed the threshold, Max. I have crossed the threshold. This is Terry's fault, too. Like, this is not just Buddy Baker anymore. Buddy Baker is not holding Terry McLaurin captive in a basement somewhere.
And I was talking about it with Hollywood a little bit before he jumped on, and it's just, I wish that one of us, you or I, or just any real fan, were able to kind of, I don't know, put it in a way where it's like, at least explain the team side of it, because I just don't know that he's listening. I think I'm worried he's only listening to the words coming out of Buddy Baker's mouth and using them, or taking them as gospel, which...
Either that or he has. I mean, some of his alleged friends have been acting up on social media.
I have seen that as well.
The relationship between them, so I'm not going to put too much onus on what guys who say they know him are saying on social media. But at a certain point, and I've already reached that point, if you're not there yet, I will gladly welcome you on to this side of things. This is also on Terry. He needs to be there.
Because it's cheaper for the team long-term over these next 2 years to tag you.
And then, much cheaper.
And then at the end of that, you're 32.
And you're not, no one is going to give you a great deal. And by the way, even if in some crazy scenario, maybe it's not crazy, maybe this is the dream scenario, even if next year is a great year, and then the year after that where they franchise tag you is a great year, you know what they're going to do? They're just going to tag you again. And then you're just stuck in this weird hell that Kirk Cousins was in here for a little bit and T. Higgins was in here for a little bit. We got to get off the it's just Adam Peters or it's just Buddy Baker. I know that we love Terry. I love Terry. I want Terry to be a Commander for forever. I'm not even mad at him for trying to squeeze as much money out of these negotiations as possible. I would encourage everybody in every walk of life, if you're negotiating with an employer, you should be squeezing as much out of them as humanly possible. But we are now 2 weeks away from the season. It is August 20th, 21st. I distinctly remember watching Zach Ertz go on the Kay Adams show and laugh about, it's July, who cares? It ain't July, who cares anymore? We are deep into August. We are deep into training camp. There's one more preseason game, and then you are on to the New York Giants, and this guy still is not here, and he's still not showing up for games. This is on him as much as it's on Adam Peters and Buddy Baker. We are seeing a side of Terry that we have not seen before, but it's going so deep into the process where you're just scratching your head being like, this is not the guy that I was, that I thought he was. It's not that he's a bad guy, but he is taking these things to a depth that we never thought he would. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Joe is in Westminster. Joe, what's going on?
Hi. Yeah, Terry needs to get to camp. I am, and start practicing football. I have made this point, as you have, that he's under contract, and the franchise tag's going to allow us to pay him less money over the next 2 years than what he's asking for. And these numbers that he's asking for and the reaction by some of the fans in this town are, quite frankly, outrageous to me. Just pay Terry. Just give him what he wants. That's not how you run an organization. Nor is the, oh, well, they're going to trade him. For what? A fourth-round draft pick? It's all the fans in this town, unfortunately, for the last 30 years have been just suffering through so much crap on the field that they elevate Terry McLaurin and think he's Gary Clark or Charlie Taylor, or even he's not even Santana Moss, for that matter. Terry is overrated by this fan base. And I'm not saying he's a bad ball player. I'm saying he's overrated by this fan base. And the fact that people think he's worth $30-plus million a year is outrageous to me.
Joe, I appreciate it. So here's what I will say. I do think there is a segment of the population of the fan base that does overrate him. I've had people tell me he's a top five wide receiver. He's not a top five wide receiver. I believe he's a top 10 wide receiver. I believe that he is deserving of $28 to $29 million per year. If you want to get that up to $30 million, I would not have a problem paying him $30 million per year. The problem is when you step up to $34 million. If you're asking for $34 million, then this is very much on Terry. Now, on the flip side, I can very easily point to the Commanders and say, if you're offering 25 when he's deserving of 28, 29, it's not his fault. But we think that we are past that 25 number at this point. I am led to believe that they are past the 25 number at this point. These are the points in the negotiations where you do approach the final offer if it hasn't come already. And your final offer, if you were offering 25, which we are led to believe by various Jeremy Fowler SportsCenter ESPN hits, we are led to believe that at a certain point they were offering $25 million. If they were getting to, if it's now at the final offer point, it's fair to think that that offer has come up at least a little bit to 27, 28, or maybe even 29. And if you're leaving 29 on the table, depending on what the guarantees are, which that's the one thing that's been very quiet this entire process. We've heard he wants DK money in terms of AAV. We've heard that maybe he wants DK money in terms of guarantees. We've heard that the team is offering you $25 million, or just what they said was slightly above what Courtland Sutton was getting in Denver. We have heard nothing about the guarantees that are being offered. And if they're shortchanging him on the guarantees, then I can look at what Terry is coming from and say, okay, I get it now, but I still think this needs to be handled significantly differently than it is currently being handled. Dave is in Alexandria. Dave, you're on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in.
Good morning, Denton. How you doing?
I'm good. Hope you are too.
Yeah. I blame both sides. I think his, McLaurin's agent is overstepping his bounds, and Adams is, they should have signed him a long time ago, but I think he's going to play on his existing contract, and they'll franchise him next year. But my concern is a bigger issue, is now the team culture fractured with what's going on, because you have other ball players saying, hey, this is one of our best ball players, and look what the organization is doing to him. Do I want to stay here in the future? That's an underlying thing, and no one's addressed that yet, I don't think. My concern is culture. Now, get him on the field. I don't think he'll play in the Giant game at all, and because he's out of shape. He's just not in the, he's not ready to play. Those are my thoughts, Denton.
Dave, I appreciate the call. I am optimistic that he is going to play against the New York Giants. I just don't know how much he is going to play against the New York Giants. As it pertains to what you said about the culture, this is one of the big benefits of having an older team. You have a lot of veterans that understand the business of football, and you have a lot of veterans that have played on teams where guys have held out deep into training camp. Hell, the biggest leader, at least on the defensive side, and one of the most vocal voices on the defense is Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner played on a team in Seattle where Cam Chancellor held out two games into the season. So they understand the business of football. I don't think it fractures or blows up the team with the ongoing stuff with Terry, but we are getting closer and closer to the, where that might become a reality. Because if you do hold out into the season, I do think that changes things. In the preseason, it doesn't matter. I mean, half of these veterans like Von Miller and Bobby Wagner are not going to play in any preseason game. Laremy Tunsil is not going to play in any preseason game. So it's not like Terry missing preseason games is all that big of a deal. And some of those guys don't even practice on a super regular basis. The veteran off days are very big with the Commanders. And believe it or not, Terry is very much in what you would consider to be a veteran now at this point. So it would make sense that he, over in this process, had he been here for the entirety of it, would have had some veteran off days in there as well. I don't think this is blowing up the culture, so to speak, at least now. Will it get there? Potentially. I hope we don't ever see what that looks like in real time, but it could potentially get there when you start missing the games that matter. Guys like Von Miller came here to win a championship. He has been very vocal about that. He wanted to go to a place where he felt like he could win a championship, and this team has Jaden Daniels on it. And that was enough for him to come here late into the offseason, right before training camp. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Squeeze Ian in here. Ian, what's going on?
Again, that's a perfect segue. The goal is to win a championship. To get into a contract battle with your second best player on the team, your captain, a second-team All-Pro. Again, we can debate where he ranks. I, like you, have him between 10 and 15. But he was a second-team All-Pro player last year. He is a stalwart on the field, off the field. And yes, I don't think he's worth what Justin Jefferson is, etc. But I don't think anyone is, quote-unquote, worth what they're getting paid. It's all relative. And when you say DK Metcalf is a bad deal, that's what sets the market. And for all these fans who want to put it on Buddy Baker, I think that's classic cognitive dissonance. You don't want to believe one of your favorite players is actively undermining the future of the team, so you blame someone else. I don't care who the agent is. You heard Terry's voice when he spoke. He felt hurt, disrespected, not valued, not cared for, not communicated with, and he is the one leading this. I absolutely think a compromise is there at 29 or 30 million. But as you've heard from Fowler, they're at 25, 26, maybe 27. I have not heard Terry's side say they want to be at 34. I've heard the team side say he wants to be at 34. So unless we have some factual evidence of what he's wanting, I think it's a lot of narrative that this guy's overvaluing himself. And I would just ask any fan who's like, trade him or he's going to play and leave him disgruntled, what's the net benefit that you want a contract battle with your second best player when you're trying to win a Super Bowl? The whole idea of this offseason was to support Jaden Daniels. That's why you got Tunsil. That's why you drafted Connerly. If you didn't want Terry or value him, draft a wide receiver in the first and second round. You know, and all these people are Team Peters. How's Luke McCaffrey? How's Ben Sinnott? How's Marshawn Lattimore? How's the kicking debacle? This guy hasn't earned enough credibility for me to side with him over someone who's been here for 8-9 years, like Terry McLaurin. So I am Team Terry to the moon and back. And yes, I don't think he's worth 34, but I do think he's worth 30. And they've yet to offer that or even come close to that. Don't you think if they offered him 30 and he said no, the team would have leaked that? Of course they would. So again, just kind of think about how a person would approach this. And this whole notion that he's under contract, we all get that. But this is how the NFL works. Players hold out when they're getting close to their contract expiration date. So I'm ready for this over to be over, but I'm Team Terry. If I was advising him, sit out a game or two, Show them what your value is, a la Emmitt Smith, Cam Chancellor, and then they'll come back because they need you more than you need them.
I appreciate it. I would strongly point out that that last thing that you mentioned, sitting out games, if you really want to go into like semantics, you could point to the Atlanta game and say he basically sat out that game. He was pretty much a non-factor because he was getting bracketed. Now, obviously, that changes if he's not on the field and what have you. But they still won that game. Like, all of the Super Bowl chances are based on five. It revolves around five, but I can understand where you're coming from of you want five to have the most amount of weapons possible. I want Terry to be out there. What you said about the 33 and the 34 coming from the team side, I am in disagreement there. I believe that number is coming maybe a little bit more from Terry's side, because if that number wasn't accurate, let's just say that the team is pulling allegedly what the Nationals did with Juan Soto, right? Remember when that Juan Soto trade details leaked, and then that really upset, or that contract details leaked, where it was like $425 million over 14 or whatever it was, and then that really upset Juan Soto? If the team is pulling that, which I don't believe that they are, but if they're pulling that, why would you not just leak the information on the other side to be like, no, we're actually not asking for that? Our number is actually significantly lower. Notice that that number has stayed exactly at that DK number. That leads me to believe that that number was accurate, that he was asking for money that was similar to DK Metcalf, potentially $34 million, because we know that each side has mouthpieces. Like, if you want to play the media game, each side has certain people where they are going to send information to. And one of the guys that Terry's camp has seemingly sent a bunch of information to is Jordan Schultz. He was the one that broke that Terry was unhappy in like May at minicamp. He has kind of been all over this. So like, if that number was way off, I would think that Jordan Schultz would have had something to say, this number is way off. This number is inaccurate, and there has not been that. More of your phone calls coming up. We got a line open for you, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. How do you feel about this week and the current situation going on with Terry? Excused absences. The team dodging questions about excused absences. 301-230-0980. David Harrison, Locked On Commanders, joins us at 11 a.m. Don't go anywhere.
All right, here's what's happening on this Thursday, August 21st. The Commanders are signing center Nick Harris, who spent the last 5 years in Cleveland, 45 games played and 6 starts. Sounds like Mike Dieter may have some competition for that backup center spot. And some trades around the NFL last night. The Kansas City Chiefs are trading Sky Moore and a 7th-round pick to the San Francisco 49ers in exchange for their 6th-round pick. And Devon Valet was traded from the Broncos to the Saints in exchange for a 4th and a 7th. The Vikings are also sending defensive tackle Harrison Phillips and a 7th-round pick to the Jets in exchange for 2 6th-rounders. Plus the Nats, they even their series versus the New York Mets. Not a great night for the starters as Kodai Senga gives up 5 runs on 6 hits and just 4 strikeouts. Brad Lord gives up 4 runs on 7 hits through 5 1/3 innings pitch. The Nats win 5-4. They will re-rack versus the Mets this afternoon. Mackenzie Gore takes the mound versus Sean Manaea. First pitch at 4:05. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 3:35 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Denton's office throughout all of football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's right. The bag gets deeper. We got multiple Where's Waldo songs. I found that out today, too, so you have to find that out today. David Harrison at 11 a.m. here. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. We're taking a few more of your phone calls at 301-230-0980. You can tweet me as well at the Denton Day. I'm upset at the team for allowing an excused absence for Terry McLaurin, and then for Dan Quinn effectively dodging any conversation about it yesterday during his media availability. He will speak again today at 12:30. Maybe we get an update on whether or not Terry is going to practice when they take the field at 1 p.m., even if it's just off to the side, feet on grass, to appease one Cliff Kingsbury. Steve is in Columbia. Steve, what's going on? You're on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in.
Hey, how you doing, Denton? Like your energy. Look,
appreciate
I'm a fault both up. I'm a fault both. And let me just put it to you like this. Right now, you know, going into that game against the Giants, if Terry's not there and Noah Brown we can't count on, who in the world do we have? That's a major issue. And I think the team didn't address it, and they might have, you know, thought about keeping OZ or even Crowder based on the guys that they have left. As far as this actual project standoff, as everyone knows, you know, we're so close to this game. And I just think both sides need to say, you know what, let's sweeten the deal a little bit, or let's lower the deal a little bit, and let's come together for the benefit of the team if everything is about winning. But I just really think Adam Peters was short-sighted once he got wind, well, even before the signing, that they did not address the wide receiver position. I mean, it looks bad, man. It really looks bad.
It doesn't look good, Steve. I'll tell you that. I appreciate the call. Them not addressing the wide receiver position more than just drafting Jalen Lane, who hopefully is a good player, but thinking that a rookie that you drafted in the third round is going to come in and replace a guy in Terry who was an all-pro last year is flawed. That's a flawed way of thinking. I am surprised that they did not get anybody else out there. Like, Michael Gallup does not move the needle. KJ Osborne does not really move the needle in terms of guys that you would feel comfortable with week number one against the Giants, especially considering that Giants defensive front is dangerous. So you're really going to have to be able to create separation and create separation fast if you are a wide receiver. And they don't really have anybody outside of Deebo Samuel who can do that right now. By the way, when it does come to week one, you're going to see Deebo Samuel in, it's not just going to be screens and deep crossers. shall I say that. I think they're going to expand his route tree. I think his route tree is complete, by the way. So he can do a lot more things. It was just in San Francisco, they decided to have him as a screen guy, a quick slant guy, a crosser, like a shallow crosser. I do think he has a little bit more in his bag that you will see come week one, but you need Terry out there if you want to be as successful as possible. They have... This has gone on way longer than I think any of them anticipated. I don't know if they were just so incredibly stunned at what Terry was thinking in terms of that first contract offer that Charles Robinson of Yahoo said was so high and so out of the range of the team that they almost stopped negotiations there. I don't know what has caused it to go as long as it has, but they definitely need Terry out there if they want to be able to get to the place where they were last season. John is in Fort Washington. John, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Denton?
How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Hey, listen. When Ian was on the line, man, we cried. I mean, you look at what Bruce Allen and Ron Rivera did. Now we have a general manager who's conducting business, right? So he talked about the draft, and you got a third-round left tackle that pretty much started almost the whole year, and we made it to the NFC Championship game. I mean, I just think that Terry, I look at the what they say about the 30-year-old wide receivers and their decline, and I think that has to play a part in it. I mean, you look at Jerry Rice when he was just hanging on, and not to compare Terry to Jerry Rice, but I'm just talking about older wide receivers. It's a fact. I mean, you can't beat Father Time. I think if they got the 28, $29 million, and I really couldn't, fault them to go into $30 million. But, it's the guaranteed money. Then they have to look at the fact that they're going to have to pay Jaden $500 million when his contract come up. So those are my thoughts, Denton. Have a great day, man. You're doing
appreciate
a great job.
Appreciate it. Yeah, the Jaden contract might actually hit $500 million, which is a crazy thing to say out loud, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility if this season ends up looking like how last season looked. Skip is in D.C. Skip, what's going on?
Denton and Max, you guys are such snowflakes. Have you ever been in a high-stakes negotiation?
No, tell me about it.
That it gets very uncomfortable when it's coming to an end. That's the whole point, is to make people feel uncomfortable. That's how deals get done. And, of course, Terry and his agent are not going to give you his bottom line offer at this stage, especially when the team's offer is so low. The last thing they want to do is say, okay, we'll concede to 30, and then the team will say, okay, we'll meet you halfway between there. That's not how it works. You hold out with your high offer till the end, to the very end. And I think the end is coming.
Well, yeah, where is the end for you? Are we not there yet?
I think it's in the cuts. I think it's Monday, right before the cuts, because if you're going to have a roster spot for Terry, I think that's when it comes. Plus, you need those 2 weeks in order to get him ready for the first game. I think they would love to have him in now, but why would he go out and do any strenuous activity? What if he gets hurt before signing a deal? I wouldn't do that. And the last thing I think Terry's going to do is play the contract that he has now. He'd be better off taking whatever they're offering. And let's get this. It's not really the AAV. It's the guaranteed money.
It's the guarantee. Correct.
How much are they offering guarantee? Terry, we don't know. That's what we don't know. I've heard 50, and I think Terry wants the 60 that DK Metcalf got. That's a big difference. That's $10 million, okay? So that's what has to be worked out. What is that going to be? If Terry can squeeze another $5 or $6 million, then it's worth it. Everything he's going through now is going to be forgotten once they sign the deal. I mean, you all are so uncomfortable, and everybody's saying, oh, wow, he needs to be in there now. No, he doesn't. He doesn't need to be in there until the final negotiation, which is happening this week. And then if he gets his money and he comes out on the field, everything will be fine. You're talking about missing a preseason game? You're making a big deal about him not being at a preseason game.
Of course I'm making it. Hold on. I didn't think he was going to play, Skip. I want him there. to stand
why?
There.
What's the point?
What is
Who
the
cares?
What do you mean,
and
what's
by the
point?
Way, I agree with Ian. This is all coming from Terry. Terry did not want to be at that game. Terry did not want, you know, Terry's the one that probably feels like, well, if they take me off the pup list, what do they expect me to do? I'm not going out there and getting hurt before I sign a deal.
So I'm not expecting him to be out there playing a game. Why do you not? Why is that? Why are you not getting that? I'm not expecting him to be playing a game. I'm not expecting him to go out there and practice. He can jog on the field.
Other than symbolism, what's the point of him even being there?
The symbolism is the point of him being there. How is that so hard and difficult for you to understand? Isn't this a place of brotherhood and culture?
Everybody feel uncomfortable. He wants you all to be upset that he wasn't at the game.
Wouldn't it be more uncomfortable if he was there?
And I agree with Ian. This is all Terry's doing. It's all fun and well to say that blame it on Buddy Baker, but Terry's the one.
I'm not blaming Buddy Baker. I'm off that. This is on Terry. It's fine. I don't blame him for wanting more money, right. But I definitely think you should stand there in street clothes.
Personally, I don't know the real story, but I think he didn't want to be at that game. I think he was making a point. He said, look, we need to wrap this up now. I'm not showing up to the game. I'm not doing what you want me to do as far as practicing because I don't want to get hurt. Let's come to a final agreement. I've heard that the bottom line is 30 for Terry.
Skip, I appreciate it. Here's the thing. If he did not want to be – this was my whole point at the beginning of the show. If he did not want to be at the game – sorry, Skip, I had to let you go. We got David Harrison coming up here in like 5 minutes. If he did not want to be at the game, as the team – you should put your foot down. This is a hold in, not a hold out, that he is now treating like a hold out. If you don't want to be at the game, fine. We are going to fine you. Outside of that, you need to be there. There is no reason that you cannot be here with your guys. Trey Hendrickson was there. Was it uncomfortable for people there on the sidelines? Maybe. I don't really know. If Terry shouldn't be trying to make everybody on the sideline uncomfortable, but he needs to be there. And if the team is going to allow themselves to be walked on by giving out excused absences to actual games, then this is not a hold in and they need to be fining him. This is the reason why I was so upset, because they are acting kind of out of control a little bit, saying we're just going to kind of let Terry do whatever he does in the hopes that this is eventually going to get signed. I want Terry to get his money. I want him to get his money here, but eventually you have to play. Somebody has to be the adult in the room and say, you need to at least be a part of what we have going on here. If you want to hold out for your money and you don't want to practice and you want to do all these things, fine. They have not made him practice yet. He didn't practice yesterday. I don't really have high expectations that he's going to practice today, though I do feel like he can run on grass. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. I don't think he's going to hurt himself. He can run on grass, but you have to be out there with your team, and we're not just going to give you a leeway and an excused absence because you don't want to be there. We let your ass come out here and sign autographs 5-6 days, whatever it was. We let your ass come out here and hug Josh Harris. You might as well come to the damn game too. David Harrison, Locked On Commanders. He joins us next on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.